all week, and there's still an aviation mystery surrounding Flight 370. Now the situation is even more perplexing. First, the search was to the northeast of Malaysia, along the plane's normal route to Beijing. But now U.S. officials have disclosed new information. They say the plane may have flown for several hours after its last communication. That final communication was from the pilot, who said, "All right, good night," as if all were well in his cockpit. U.S. officials from the NTSB and the FAA, who arrived in Malaysia a few days ago, are examining the plane's radar locations. These two U.S. agencies often are called in to help investigate airline crashes in other countries.
There's nobody better in the world at investigating aircraft mishaps. And so these are the pros.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hisamuddin Hussein is the Malaysian transport minister.
The U.S. team was of the view that there were reasonable grounds for Malaysian authorities to deploy resources to conduct search on the western side of the peninsula of Malaysia.
That set up a series of maneuvers in the search, and U.S. destroyers were in the Straits of Malacca near the Indian Ocean, as White House spokesman Jay Carney spoke on Thursday.
We're looking at information, pursuing possible leads, working within the investigation being led by the Malaysian government, and we are consulting with international partners about the appropriate assets to deploy.
Many family members of passengers are frustrated over how little they know. Investigators, including American officials like FAA Administrator Michael Huerta, say little, although he told the Italian financial news agency Radiocore, "Our engineers are working with international colleagues. Every aviation accident takes time for the technical findings." Meanwhile, in China and elsewhere, there is still hope for those on board the plane. This sign reads, "We are waiting for you to come home." Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Washington.